Love Nerds, written by No Connections, and read by Hello Moon. Summary. Steve Harrington is many things. A jock, a good time, a dethroned king, pretty damn good babysitter. One thing he is not is a nerd. Eddie Munson disagrees. Steve Harrington is many things. A jock, a good time, a dethroned king, a pretty damn good babysitter. One thing he is not is a nerd. The few times he's been called one, he's quickly shot down the notion. No. No, don't lump me in with them. I'm not a nerd, all right? He lets his party of misfits assume that he thinks the label is beneath Mr. Funny, Mr. Cool, one last superficial trait left over from his King Steve days. They insist that he'll eventually let it go and embrace the title like the rest of them. Even Erica has conceded that being a nerd is the best. The word she once threw around mockingly, she now wears like a badge of honor. She revised her original statement of, "You're all such nerds," to, "We're all such nerds." Still, when Steve is around, he quickly jumps in with, "Well, the rest of you are." Usually the party just rolls their eyes and moves on. Then one day, Eddie interrupts a pretty heated makeout session with an excited, "I got it! I need to throw Boris into the campaign." "What?" Steve asks, confused, but Eddie has already jumped off the bed and begun searching for his campaign binder. "Boris! Those little shits will never see him coming," Eddie exclaims as he throws his already messy room into more disarray. Immediately, Steve leans over to the bedside table, tosses aside Eddie's paperback of the Silmarillion, and picks up Eddie's black binder. He rolls his eyes, but keeps his voice soft as he passes the binder to Eddie. "I can't believe you just cock-blocked us to write about some wizard. God, you're such a nerd." Eddie smiles and quickly pecks Steve's lips as he grabs the binder from Steve. Before he pulls away, he replies, "Takes one to know one. Thanks, baby." "I'm not," Steve retorts. "Hmm?" Eddie asks, scribbling furiously on a sheet of paper. Then, as if he's only just registered Steve's previous statement, he adds, "And, by the way, Boris is a dragon, sweetheart, not a wizard." "My point exactly." Eddie finishes writing down a couple more notes before placing the binder down and returning to the bed. "Okay, I'm back. Sorry. What were you saying?" Steve laughs. "Nothing important. Just reminding you that you're the only nerd in this relationship." "I gotta forget. King Steve is too cool to be called a nerd," Eddie jokes. Steve smiles, but it's forced, and his body tenses briefly before relaxing again. "Can we get back to making out now?" Steve leans in, but Eddie pulls away. "Shit, I'm sorry. That was a bad joke. Old habit, but I promise I don't think of you like that, and I really shouldn't have said it." "It's no big, Eds," Steve says. "It doesn't hurt my feelings when you call me a nerd. I think it's sweet, and obviously I know you're joking." "I was apologizing for calling you King Steve. You're a million times better than that guy. And it was really shitty of me to slap that old nickname on you like some scarlet letter you have to bear for mistakes you made 1,000 years ago, Eddie says. "Oh, thank you. Yeah, I kind of hate that name," Steve says quietly. "Can I ask you something?" Eddie asks tentatively. "Sure." "Why do you go out of your way to shut down a nickname you think is sweet, but say nothing about one that causes you pain?" "King Steve was an asshole, and I like to think I'm not that guy anymore. I'm glad you don't see me that way, but it's a name I earned. If someone I hurt in the past wants to call me out on it, the least I can do is acknowledge it. It's an accurate label, or at least it was." "A nerd?" Steve huffs and swipes a hand through his hair. "That's never been me. I wasn't a straight-A student like Nancy. I can't come up with elaborate plots for games like you and the kids. I don't have any special talents like photography, playing the trumpet, or playing the guitar. I can only speak one language. I hate reading. I don't even like watching a movie that's on double VHS. I'm not smart enough or passionate enough to be a nerd, Eddie." Steve is looking down, unable to meet Eddie's eyes. That is the biggest load of bullshit I have ever heard. Steve flinches at the curse before looking up. What? Fear, anger, and hurt are a three-way battle for his leading emotion. Stevie, who won the basketball championship thingy this year? Hawkins? Steve replies, confused. No, the real one. The one where people actually get paid to throw the ball in the laundry basket. The Celtics? Right, and who was the VIP? Eddie continues. The what? Steve asks. The best player. You mean the VIP? Yeah, nerd. I don't know what it's called. Just answer the question. Eddie deadpans. Larry Bird? Steve answers, rolling his eyes fondly. Did he get the most points of any player? No, Hakeem Olajuwon did, Steve says. And what about the guy that got the most rim jobs? Eddie asks, raising his eyebrows on the word rim. You mean rebounds? Steve corrects, tilting his head to the side. Sure, you want to be boring about it. Eddie pouts. Also, Hakeem Olajuwon. Do you know how many he got? 236. Steve replies immediately. Nerd! Eddie shouts triumphantly. Eds, be serious. Steve laughs. I am completely serious, Stevie. Only a total nerd would know the class numbers of a player who's not even part of his party. Okay, you really have to stop using D&D terminology to describe sports statistics, Steve says. My point is, you know facts about basketball the rest of us don't. Even the people who like basketball don't know the stats you do. That, my love, makes you a nerd. Eddie punctuates his declaration by planting a kiss on Steve's forehead. Steve leans into the touch. But nobody cares about that stuff, especially everyone I hang out with. Wait a second, Eddie says, waving his arms in the air. You're telling me you think it doesn't count because what you care passionately about isn't popular? Yeah, I guess. That makes it even nerdier, Eddie yells. Okay, I kind of see your point, Steve concedes, smiling. Now, getting back to the King Steve thing. Do we have to? One more therapy session is enough for today, Steve grumbles. Yeah, we have to, Eddie persists. But I promise I'll be quick about it. Steve Harrington, you have the biggest heart of anyone I know. You are constantly putting others before yourself. You have apologized and atoned for any past mistakes, and you need to stop punishing yourself for them. You don't need to put up with anyone calling you that name ever again, and if someone does, you should tell them to fuck off. That includes me. I know this is my trailer, but you can just tell me, fuck off, Eddie, and I'll head over to Red's or something. Steve smiles warmly at Eddie. I think I'd rather fuck you than have you fuck off. A wide grin appears on Eddie's face. A seductive wordplay. Keep talking nerdy to me. No more talking, Steve says before kissing Eddie passionately. The next time Erica's in the backseat of Steve's Beamer, waiting for Steve to say goodnight to Eddie, she calls out, Can you two lovebirds hurry up? I have a curfew, you know. Steve just smiles and replies, All right, I'm coming. The end.